surrendering control to Christ. We are challenged in our ability to trust Spirit. We often say we believe in the presence of the spiritually divine. But what does that mean in practical terms? How does one discern Spirit, learn how to listen, and be guided by Spirit? This is a simple concept and a challenging practice. There's this enduring battle we engage in with the distinction between our will and God's will for us. Too often we carry on with our business, and rarely do we check in with God's will for us. We stuff our faults and shortcomings aside as if they don't matter or they don't really affect us. They don't really affect others. But they do. In Psalm 32, we are reminded of the importance of acknowledging our own faults and turning to God for guidance and forgiveness. The psalmist speaks of the burden of holding on to our own righteousness and the relief that comes from acknowledging our shortcomings and allowing God to lead us. As human beings, we often have a strong tendency to cling to the idea that we are right and that we know best. At least we know better than you. We do that quite often. We resist accepting help or guidance from others because we fear losing control or the appearance of being weak. This stubbornness can blind us to the truth and prevent us from receiving the blessings that God has for us. This stubbornness also pushes others away, others who may have received the assignment from God to care for us, to partner with us, to support us. When we dismiss the things that are meant for our good, whether it be advice from a friend, a nudge from our conscience, or a gentle prompting from the Holy Spirit, we miss out on the opportunity for growth and transformation. We may think we know better, but in reality, our limited perspective can lead us astray when we exclude God from our processing. Just as a tipsy driver may refuse to relinquish the keys or control of the vehicle, we may find ourselves headed toward disaster when we insist on negotiating life on our terms. Do you have a spiritual partner? When you realize you can only go so far on your own, there will be rough roads ahead. Until you surround yourself with those who support you in fulfilling God's purpose in your life, you are living a delusion. It's like you are living under the influence of drugs or alcohol. So many of us are in that very condition. So, humble yourself and surround yourself with supports. And yes, of course, surrender your will to God. That will open the door to divine guidance. When positioned to receive God's guidance to steer you in the right direction, you will find yourself on the path to healing and reconciliation. In that state of humble surrender, you will discover peace, and God will guide your steps and inform your peace. When we metaphorically take our hands off the wheel, we allow Christ to drive our lives. We acknowledge God as our best designated driver. God sees the bigger picture, knows the road ahead, and understand what lies beyond our limited vision by trusting in the wisdom of spirit and following that lead, we can navigate life's twists and turns with confidence and peace. Take a moment. Take a moment and name who's driving your life. Is the driver you? Your favorite organization or club? Your fears? Your ego? Your nemesis? Your family? Or your secrets? This is not intended to be an embarrassment or a trick question. It is a check-in on your reality. Who or what is at the wheel of your life? Some are driven by the material things they possess, while others are driven by their accomplishments. There are others who are driven like pawns by the controlling nature of their so-called friends. Friends who just don't have the person's best interests in mind. Who or what is your designated driver? Just as a designated driver ensures the safety and well-being of those in a car, God's guidance provides us with the assurance that we are in good hands. We may stumble and veer off course, but God is always there to guide us back onto the path of righteousness and grace. So, let us learn from Psalm 32. There is a difference between the human tendency to hold on to being right and knowing better versus allowing Jesus to be our designated driver. Humble yourself before God, acknowledge your shortcomings, and surrender your control. Then you experience the freedom, joy, and peace that comes from allowing Christ to be the driver of your life. With Jesus behind the wheel, you will arrive at your appointed destination in better than good shape. You will arrive in God's good shape. And there's nothing, nothing better than that. May God bless you.